Today, we start a journey through the season of Passion Tide, where we prepare ourselves to mourn the suffering and death of Christ. Throughout Lent, we have entered a diminished church. You have noticed the purple cloth that we have used to veil the crosses and Our Lady, symbolising that you have entered a house that is full of grief, where the curtains have been drawn. However, this time of Lent is not just to prepare ourselves to mourn, but to ponder more intensely the Paschal mystery of Jesus' passage through death to a new state of existence and beyond. Jesus' murderous death on the cross is the ultimate passion for all humankind. We begin to glimpse the passion that God has for us, and reflecting this Lent on the story of Jesus' journey, I can only begin to understand what that passion means and how we should respond to it. Passion is so very different, of course, to its shadowy cousin, which is obsession. In today's world, we see all around us dangerous and obsessive behaviour, driven by untruths and conspiracy theories, confusion, jealousy, and poor leadership. It's easy to recognise that in part we are in danger of growing a people who are less about the God-given passion for something and more about the decaying corruption of obsession. Obsession makes us act rashly, giving us false judgment to hurt others, breaking laws and wallowing in vainglory. In an obsessive state, we are never our true selves, our best selves, or our peaceful, gracious selves. However, when something sparks our interest, quite often out of the blue, and leads us towards a lifelong relationship that feeds us, that is where true passion begins. Perhaps it is a passion for literature, for music, for the work of a particular charity. Whatever it is, passion grows in us a depth of talent, integrity, and lifelong creative learning. The one growing relationship and informing our lives for the better. The other, slowly distancing us from all that God has made us to be and gifted to us. You see, when we have a passion for something that is founded in relationship and gift from God, born and rooted out of God's passion for us, that same relationship that Christ calls us into by his journey to the cross, at this time, in this moment of history, the cross has never called to his people more loudly. When we fall into obsession, it takes us like a thief in the night. We have stepped away from the journey of the cross and we have become mesmerised by all that is earthly and base. Our gaze turns from God and all God's beautiful mystery, and we begin to look inwardly at what we cannot and should not have, but obsessively believe we must. The obsession becomes so deeply distracting that we sicken, consumed with the idea that we must have it at any cost or die, travelling to a place that is so far from what God wants for us and has made us to be. We see this obsessive behaviour not just in wider society, but in our churches. We see Christians lashing out at each other over matters of doctrine and scriptural interpretation. We have seen the Bible used as a weapon to back up arguments that simply do not come from the throne of the everlasting and loving King. And here we see the difference between the flame of passion and the void of obsession. When we think and pray on the passion of Christ as he journeyed towards his terrible human death, we must know that each step that he took was taken with a deepening love and passion for our salvation. Each wound and humiliation, so that we can flourish and know true peace and joy. That same passion is the passion that we as Christians should have for each other, as we endeavour to emulate what we can never truly reflect. But the Christian journey is not an easy one. It is a good time during Holy Week to acknowledge that alongside that passion for others, there will often be suffering and trouble and unlooked-for drama. The war correspondent will experience post-traumatic stress. Those in the caring professions will feel exhaustion. The environmental activist will be imprisoned. The female priest will suffer misogyny and abuse. There are crosses we will all bear at certain times of our lives as we respond to God's call. When we take up our crosses and kneel before his, let us do so with passion, putting aside the obsessions of modern-day life and turning towards the simplicity of what we are made to do, what should be and is our passion reflected in his. Jesus is the Lamb of God who came to save and console the whole world, the King of Kings, the one God, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer. Remember, dear friends, Christ's passion for you is everlasting. Save Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita Dulcedo, et spes nostra.
Promissio